Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And joining us live right now, Channel 7 sports director Matt Beauvais talking about Bills and Sabres. We got a big matchup on Sunday. And big matchup tonight. We'll get to that in just a little bit, Matt. But want to start with Bills and Browns coming up. And I've had this thought in my head. Now, we've gone 2 weeks where we've got these incredible comebacks from the Bills. You can never count the Bills out of it. I don't think anybody's turning off the TV anymore. And all that being said, if they go down 21 points to the Browns, I might throw the TV out the window. It's that kind of game where I don't think we should be expecting one of these big comebacks.
You would hope not, because the Bills are so much better than the Browns. That said, the Browns do have a really, really good defense, so I don't know if the Bills would be able to put up points in a fury like they have the last few weeks. This needs to be a very in-control, smooth game. The Bills need to get a lead and then just basically keep that lead. You know, if they fall behind a couple points, that's totally understandable. But they are a substantially better team than the Browns. So this is one of those ones. Go take care of business. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. And then if you win, there is a chance you're going to the playoffs if the right things happen this weekend. So I think that's kind of the focal point. Just take care of business, no matter how ugly it has to be.
You've had the opportunity to hear from the coach, hear from some of the players. I mean, these past 2 weeks, what are they saying about what's behind not just the big comeback at the end of the game, but what's behind the slow starts here?
I think for some reason they are a more comfortable team when they kind of throw everything out the window and say, let's just play football. And they trust their instincts and they trust their talent and they trust their playmaking ability. That's not to say that there isn't a benefit of trying to figure out what the other team is doing and trying to kind of play that game, the game plan game. What are they doing? That's how we're going to attack you. It feels like the Bills can do that, but it feels like the Bills are better when they're just like playing backyard football a little bit. And I think a lot of that stems from Josh Allen, just because when you have him, he can make so many things happen off script. I also think they just kind of feel comfortable in this setting, which is a weird thing to say. But a big topic of conversation the last couple weeks has been how they're happy that they're going through these games now, because it makes you battle tested for the more important games down the road. And for some reason, the game that I keep thinking back to is the game against the Bengals in the playoffs in 2023, the divisional round, where they went down big in that game early and just had no chance of coming back. That's a very similar game to what they have done the last couple weeks, going down big early. But in these games, in these instances, they have come back. So I think you have to learn how to play from behind and how to erase a deficit. But I also don't think they want to be doing this week in and week out.
Yeah. Was a criticism going into that Bengals game that they haven't really been tested too much up to that point? And you know, look what happened. James Cook is creeping up on Jonathan Taylor for the rushing title this year. I think like 40 or so yards away. I know I'm in the minority in this. I want this more than I cared about Josh Allen being MVP. MVP is voted on by a bunch of people. Like, whatever. This is numbers on the field, and the Bills haven't done it in forever. This would be super cool if James Cook could lead the league in rushing.
The only thing that I would be worried about is that the Bills have a path to having a playoff spot locked up even possibly before next weekend. And if that's the case, even with the division still in play, I feel like we might be looking at like a load management type deal. Like, let's say, for example, the Bills beat the Browns but then lose to the Eagles, and then the Patriots win against the Ravens and win against the Jets, then all of a sudden they would have the AFC East. And if that's the case, like, James Cook should be on the field five plays for the final game, or if Jonathan Taylor is going to be how that offense literally tries to stay afloat for the next 3 weeks. It would be super, super meaningful and cool for the guy who we didn't even know if he was going to be a Bill this year, was able to get that and kind of lead the league there. I just still feel like it's a bit of an uphill battle.
You cover the Sabres, too, of course, making a big change this week. Kevin Adams out, Jarmo Kekäläinen in as general manager. You know, one of the things I was still thinking about after listening to him talk earlier this week was he said a few times during his press conference that this is day one for him on the job. And I go, like, yeah, okay, that's technically right. But what were you doing the other 7 months? What was going on there? What did you make of that day one? Like, how much really changes given that he's been in the building?
I think some notable changes will happen. I think he was saying that to try and manage expectations a little bit, which I don't love. I feel like he could have just taken ownership right away and said, like, hey, listen, I've seen what's happened for the last 7 months here, and I have a plan on how I want to move forward, and that starts today. I also think he was probably trying to not throw Kevin Adams under the bus, because I do get the sense that he was probably more involved for the last couple months than anybody even really truly realized. But at the same time, I don't think he wanted to, you know, kick somebody while they were down with his former boss being Kevin Adams, who had lost his job. So it was one of the comments that stood out to me, and I was like, eh, I don't know if I would have said it that way. But I do overall think that he said a lot of promising things, and I like the fact that he is an actual NHL general manager with previous experience who is not afraid to take a big swing. And I think that the Sabres have needed that for years. They haven't had that really since Tim Murray, and he probably was too aggressive. I would rather a general manager be too aggressive than too stagnant. And it feels like Jarmo Kekäläinen might be the guy who can kind of thread the needle. But they have some big decisions to make with some players and even with the coaching staff. You know, is Lindy Ruff the coach for the remainder of the season? I guess time will tell. Do they re-sign Alex Tuch? Do they trade Alex Tuch? I mean, these are big decisions for a GM who's just kind of getting elevated into this role to make. But he's got the experience, at least.
Well, it should be a fun couple of weeks to see what happens. Matt, thanks so much. Matt Beauvais, Channel 7 Sports Director, joining us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.